Scoreless top of the second on the south side of Chicago. Looks like a great atmosphere. Carlos Rodon is dealing. He's about 95 to 99 there in the top of the second. Runner on first, one out, two balls, two strikes to Kyle Tucker. No score, White Sox Astros. You thought, Josh, I was going to go into some play-by-play here. Right, here comes Rodon with a pitch and swung on and lined in the air to left field and playable for Jose Abreu for out number two. Sorry, I'm stealing a little thunder of Len Casper, the first-year radio voice of the Chicago White Sox. The NHL starts tonight. I like division winners, Vegas, Colorado, Florida, and the Islanders. I do love me some Connor McJesus. Connor McDavid, I think, will lead the league in scoring once again. But I like, in the Stanley Cup Final, not the Tampa Bay Lightning to win three in a row. Hasn't been done since the great Islander teams did it. A little bit of turnover in the offseason for the Lightning. They will have a healthy Nikita Kucherov, and they still got Stamkos. They still have Point. They still have Hedman, Vasilevsky. They still have all of them. But I don't think they will win the Cup this year. I like the New York Islanders to come out of the East, and I like the Colorado Avalanche to break through. Breakthrough on the Western Conference Final, win the Stanley Cup. They have the best offense in all of hockey. Now, they had a little bit of a turnover. Their top goalie is now going to be the man between the pipes for the Kraken. But I like the Colorado Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup. I want you to know, Josh, I have predicted the last 2 years that the Lightning would win, so I've been right there. Let's hope we make it 3-for-3.
So there's a history here.
Yeah, which, as you know, is a hat trick.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm.
I have my Kraken sweater. It has been delayed.
Oh.
Yeah, but I have ordered a Kraken sweater.
That's great looking gear. Great logo.
Fantastic logo. I would love to get to a game in Seattle in the redone Key Arena. You know, now it's called something different. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I think if, you know, they do have a little bit of history of hockey in the Pacific Northwest, and they have a really popular Western Hockey League team, major junior team, the Thunderbirds. And then there's the Everett Silvertips, who are not very far away, that play in a beautiful arena in the major junior league. So they have a little hockey history there. I'm sure some people would like the NBA to come back. But if they have great success in that town with the NHL, then maybe expansion could happen down the road to bring the Sonics back to Seattle.
I think this is a measuring stick for the city of Seattle. If we do it, are you going to show up? I think they will.
The only thing I ask, and they're smart. They've got a great-looking logo. Mm-hmm. They've got a unique name that was a fan vote. They also have incorporated the faces of professional sports in Seattle into a lot of their marketing and their buildup. You know, Russell Wilson is a big supporter. Gary Payton is a big supporter. Sean Kemp is a big supporter. They just have to, the next time they get Sean Kemp a hockey sweater, it cannot be a medium on his body.
They're not meant to be snug.
No. And the Kraken play tonight. They play Vegas, who was the last expansion team.
Yes.
They walked in, and all of a sudden in 17-18, and the expansion rules and how you can build your roster, and you choose which way you want to go. Ron Francis went, let's spend a lot of money on goalie, and Francis is in charge of the Kraken. Said, let's spend a lot of money on a goalie, and then we'll be good on the back end. I don't know if Seattle will score goals, but they could be pretty good at stopping. They may lose a lot of 2-0, 3-1 type games. Vegas went different in how they approached it, and they got to the Stanley Cup final. And you know, but the expansion rules don't keep you down very long in the NHL. Something that kept someone down was an injury. So we were wondering yesterday, and we were wondering Saturday night, what was up with Xavier Betts? Xavier Betts was on the field for 10 snaps. He had one touch, and that was on an option pitch. He was not on the field at the end of the game. His running mate, Omar Manning, was not on the field as well. Matt Lubick today after practice, I'm glad this was asked. I thought it would be asked yesterday, and it was not. He said that Xavier Betts is dealing with a minor injury, and that's part of the reason he only played in a limited role. Xavier against Michigan State, remember, he didn't play the second half against Michigan State. He had a rib injury. This is the quote from Lubick. Betts got a little banged up. We think he's going to be healthy this week. He's practiced. We think he's going to be good this week. Omar, it was just kind of, this is going to draw a reaction. Omar, it was just kind of a rotation. Omar made a good catch early on. That was on the opening drive. He caught a 24-yard pass from Martinez on 4th and 6. As the game went on, it was kind of the guys that were hot. As far as deep threats, Falk, I think, has proven that he can make plays downfield. So is Oliver Martin. So as an offense, it gives us a lot of weapons. It's really based on who's the freshest, maybe who was in the previous drive, and just kind of keeping guys fresh on who's in the football game. We have confidence in all of those guys. I imagine that quote will draw some discussion. We unfortunately are running out of time to discuss it in length. Got my answer about Betts, and that makes sense. The one about Manning? Probably going to need to ask some more questions. We'll take a quick break and come back. The White Sox got out of the top of the second. They've gone to the bottom of the second. They are scoreless in a game that they must win to send the series back to Houston. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this on 1620 The Zone. All right, here's a question that can be answered very quickly. You tell me I need a new car, new truck, SUV, or something pre-owned. Where can I go? Right away, I'm going to tell you Woodhouse Place Nissan. Because I know that you want something that gives you fair prices, something that is reliable, something that's enjoyable to drive, gives you features like blind spot sensor, rear view cameras, Pro Pilot Assist, heated seats, heated steering wheel, all of that you can find in vehicles right now on the lot, new and pre-owned. Lots of inventory available now at Woodhouse Place Nissan at 144th and Giles or online at woodhouseplacenissan.com. Now, online, it is really convenient to experience the difference and purchase with confidence with Woodhouse Place Nissan because you can fill out a credit application, value your trade, ask questions to the sales staff, and they will help you out, and they will get you in the vehicle that you want. They will exceed your expectations, and they won't waste your time. Do it today, Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or online at woodhouseplacenissan.com.